All praise is due to Allah, who ascended over the throne above all creation. And all praise is due to Allah. Through His grace, good works are brought to completion. I bear witness there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is Allah's final messenger to all tribes and nations. Brothers and sisters, today is a day of joy, blessing, and forgiveness. I hope and I pray that each one of us experiences the joy, the blessing, and the forgiveness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed in this day. Today I want to talk to you about being grateful and praiseful. But let me start with where we left off last time. We left off talking about being hopeful. Because there is a direct relationship between a person who is hopeful and a person who is praiseful and grateful. Pessimistic, negative people who do not appreciate and see the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, usually people who are not praiseful, nor they are grateful. But people who are hopeful, people who are positive, people who identify and see the bounties of Allah upon them, they are praiseful people and they are grateful people. So let me start off by reminding us about people who are hopeful. Hopeful people are people who expect from Allah the best. And hopeful people are people who are positive. People who are expecting from Allah the best. And remember that people who are expecting from Allah the best, people who are positive, they say positive statements. They say encouraging statements. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says, مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرًا أَوْ لِيَصْمُتْ. Whoever believes in Allah and the last day should say good things or else remain quiet. The immediate application of this prophetic statement is known to every one of us. It's known to mean not to lie, not to backbite, not to gossip. But today I would like to extend the application of this prophetic truth to areas that we overlook. When we say negative statements, when we say discouraging statements, that does not fall in harmony with saying good things or otherwise remain quiet. So we need to train ourselves to acquire the skill of saying good things, positive things, encouraging things. What we say, brothers and sisters, contribute to the goodness of your life. What you say contribute to the goodness of your day. Let me share with you an example from the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A companion came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and inquired about the punishment of an immoral sin, and he had no reason to inquire about this punishment because this sin had not taken place. And after that, he was informed that the sin he was inquiring about took place in his immediate household. And at that moment, the man said, مَبْتُلِيتُ بِهَذَا إِلَّا لِقَوْلِي. The only reason I'm afflicted with this is because of what I said. Therefore, it's part of our religious teachings not to say this is a day of nahs, this is a day of jinx, or this is a bad day, this is an awful day. Because when we say those statements that do not fall in harmony with saying good things or otherwise remain quiet, we are inviting those things to ourselves. Brothers and sisters, this hadith puts us in touch with a very important reality that what we say has to do something with what we experience. And another application of that, you as a parent, you as an educator, you as a family member should say encouraging statements to people that you are interacting with. If you say to your children, if you say to your students, if you say to your relative, well, you are lazy. You are naughty. You are a bad girl. You are a bad boy. And you know, things along this line. Just think with me. If the child hears negative statements about himself twice a day, you are naughty, you are lazy, and multiply that by 10, the child will hear it from the age of 5 to the age of 15, 7,300 times. So he is receiving all those subliminal messaging that he is bad, he is awful, he is naughty. Then no doubt after that he will believe it and act accordingly. But if you say to the child, you are good, and a good child like you should not do that, you are emphasizing the fact that he is good. See, what we say affects the outcome. We always have to say good things and expect good outcomes to occur to us. You might tell me, well, you do not know the child that I am dealing with. You do not know the situation that I am dealing with. Truly, I may not know that, but what I know is patience is the cable through which love and encouragement are transmitted. If we want to transmit love, if we want to transmit encouragement, we are to do that through the cable of patience. You know, if you want to transmit information from one place to another, either you go wireless or wired. If you want to go wired, you need to have a cable. Cable is either the wireless or the wired, whatever way you want to understand it. But patience is how you are able to transmit love and encouragement. So we need to be people who encourage one another. When we encourage one another, we are saying good things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran about the believers who are not at loss. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. Those who encourage one another to hold on to the truth. And those who encourage one another to be patient. We encourage one another to be patient through what we say and through what we do. So we need to be encouraging people. Let us talk about being grateful and about being grateful. Praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the function of the lips and the attitude of the heart. We praise Allah for what He is, and we praise Allah for what He does. Brothers and sisters, praising Allah is the spontaneous action of a believer who loves Allah and is conscious of Allah's quality. Praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the lifestyle of a believer. When you go to sleep, you end your day praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you wake up in the morning, the first thing that should come out of your mouth is a statement of praising Allah azza wa jal. A believer when wakes up in the morning says, Alhamdulillahi alladhi ahyana ba'da an amatana wa ilayhi an-nushur. That is a beautiful day to start your day. That is a beautiful day when you open your eyes, the first thing that comes out of your mouth is to say, all praise is due to Allah who revived us after He caused us to die, and to Him we shall return. Some people wake up in the morning, and the minute they wake up, they say, oh, here it is another day. It's going to be a difficult day. Oh, I cannot get out of this bed. Oh, I am this. Oh, I feel bad. This is an awful way to start your day. But when we wake up in the morning and the first thing that comes out of your mouth, Alhamdulillah, wholeheartedly, not only by the lips, but wholeheartedly, you are praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are showing your appreciation to Allah Azza wa Jal, who has given you another day to live, who has given you another day to worship Him, who has given you another day to draw closer to Him. And then you go through your daily activities, and when it comes time to sleep, you say, Alhamdulillah, alladhi at'amana, wa saqana, wa kafana, wa awana. Praise be to Allah who availed for us food and drink and housing and a place to shelter ourselves. So you start your day by praising Allah and you end your day by praising Allah. That is a good way to live. Happy people are people who are praiseful people. People who are genuinely happy are people who praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those are the people who are pliable. Pliable. They accept the decrees of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They go with what Allah Azza wa Jal plans for them. They are pliable people. Whereas people who are rigid, they are filled with irritation and frustrations every time something happens that is not consistent with their will. They want the will of Allah to be in harmony with their will, but it should be the other way around. Those are the people who are filled with irritation and frustrations on a daily basis. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us, ذَاقَ طَعْمَ الْإِيمَانِ مَنْ رَضِيَ بِاللَّهِ رَبًّا وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ رَسُولًا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا. The one who accepts Allah as Lord and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as messenger and Islam as his religion will relish the flavor of faith. And a person who accepts Allah as his Lord, he is pliable with the decrees of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, accepts the decrees of Allah azza wa jal. He does not fight with them on a daily basis, but he accepts them. And this person relishes the sweetness of faith. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exemplified for us a model of praising Allah azza wa jal in all circumstances. His beloved wife Aisha radiyallahu anha said, كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ إِذَا رَأَى مَا يُحِبْ قَالَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي بِنِعْمَتِهِ تَتِمُّ الصَّالِحَاتِ وَإِذَا رَأَى مَا يَكْرَهْ قَالَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ عَلَى كُلِّ حَالٍ. Allah's messenger used to say when he saw something that he liked, all praise is due to Allah. Through His grace, good things are brought to completion. And when he saw something that he disliked, he said, all praise is due to Allah in every situation. That is a good attitude. That is a good way to live. When we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all circumstances, in all situations. And the secret is, and the benefit of praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is found in this very important knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to be praised. And for this reason, He praised Himself. And He loves those who praise Him. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts you in a difficult situation and He hears from you praise, that gives Him a lot of reason to love you more and more and more. And when He puts you in a comfortable situation and here He hears from you praise, that will be a reason for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to love you more and more and more. That is the benefit of that. And when you praise Allah, if that makes Allah pleased with you, then Allah will make you live a good life. Allah will put in you the desire to praise Him, the desire to serve Him, and He will put in you the ability to enjoy what He provided for you. Allah Azza wa Jal praised Himself for many reasons, and we should praise Allah Azza wa Jal. Praising Allah Azza wa Jal is a good way to live. And very closely related to praising Allah Azza wa Jal is to show our gratitude to Allah. Your worship to Allah is not complete unless it is permeated with gratitude. The Arabic word for gratitude is shukr. Shukr linguistically means the physical appearance of nourishment on the body. That's what it means linguistically. And religiously it means the manifestation of the bounty on the tongue in expressions of praise and commendation. And on the heart in acknowledgement and love. And on the limbs in obedience and subordination. That is gratitude. Gratitude is when you express statements of commendation. You laud Allah. You praise Allah for the bounties that He has given you. Some people are in the habit of praising themselves. They always praise themselves and laud themselves for the bounties that they have. This is not part of the gratitude. The gratitude is to praise Allah, to say expressions of commendation for the bounties and the good things that Allah Azza wa Jal has given you. And along with that, an acknowledgement in the heart that all bounties came to you, not merited by anything that you have done. Whatever you have is not because of your piety, is not because of your intelligence, is not because of your skill, it's not because of anything you have done, but it's because of the grace and the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jal says, وَلَوْ يُؤَاخِذُ اللَّهُ النَّاسَ بِظُلْمِهِمْ مَا تَرَكَ عَلَيْهَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ. If Allah were to hold people accountable for their oppression, no one would be left on it. It refers to the earth. The pronoun refers to the earth. So everything you have, everything you are enjoying, is not because of something you have done. It's not merited on your goodness. It's not merited on your skill. It's not merited of your power. But because of the mercy and the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us absorb this piece of information. Let us saturate our consciousness in order to act accordingly. Because when we realize that, we love Allah Azza wa Jal for all the things that He is offering us. And as a result of that, we show our gratitude in obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We show our gratitude in obeying Allah Azza wa Jal. The correct response to Allah's bounties upon you is obeying Allah Azza wa Jal. Obedience. And the full meaning of obedience is to stay away from prohibited practices and to do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to do. Not because He is commanding us to do it and we have to do it. Truly we have to do it, but we need to do it out of heart, filled of love and appreciation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And every act of obedience is indeed an act of thanksgiving and gratitude. Praying is thanksgiving and gratitude. So are fasting, charity, helping others, feeding the hungry, clothing the poor, enduring difficulties with positive attitude, encouraging others, all of that part of good deeds through which you are showing your gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As you know, Allah Azza wa Jal gave Dawood, David, and Sulaiman, Solomon, some very unique gifts. No one was giving those gifts before them nor after them. And Allah Azza wa Jal says to us in Surah Saba 34:13, اعملوا آل داود شكرا. House of David, work as it is your gratitude. Work here refers to doing good deeds. So doing good deeds is our expression of gratitude. The truest expression of gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing good deeds. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to pray long hours until his feet will ascend him. At one time he was asked, why do you do that? Why do you do that knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has availed to you total forgiveness? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam simply said, أَفَلَا أَكُونُ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Wouldn't I be a grateful slave? Wouldn't I be a grateful servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So his attitude was, he wants to worship Allah as an expression of gratitude. We need to worship Allah. Show our good deeds as our expressions of gratitude for all the bounties that you have, and you have them because of the mercy and the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See, Allah azza wa jal wants us to be grateful people. One scholar used to say, Allahumma ja'alni min al-qaleel. Oh Allah, make me from the few. And he would repeat that statement over and over and over again. Until somebody asked him, what do you mean? What kind of dua you are saying? What kind of prayer you are saying? Oh Allah, make me from the few. He said, didn't you know that Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Quran, وَقَلِيلٌ مِنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. A few of my slaves are the grateful ones. So he wants to be from those few grateful ones. Our attitude should be, we want to be from the grateful ones. Allah Azza wa Jal wants us to be grateful. He says in the Quran, وَأَيَّدَكُمْ بِنَصْرِهِ وَرَزَقَكُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. In Surah Al-Anfal 8:26, and He strengthened you with His victory and provided for you good food in order to be grateful. So all the good food that you are eating and enjoying, Allah Azza wa Jal is giving that to you in order for you to be grateful. Not only that, some scholars say the only reason that Allah created you is for you to be grateful. Because Allah says in Surah An-Nahl, وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. سبحان الله. In 1678, Allah brought you forth from the wombs of your mothers while you knew nothing. And He gave you the hearing, the sight and the heart in order for you to be grateful. So we need to be grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal for all the things that He has given us. And I know sometimes we think in a way that we focus on what we do not have and we forget what we have. Some people complain, oh, my house is not big enough for me, and my car is not good enough for me, and my husband is not good enough for me, my wife is not good enough for me. And they keep on focusing on things that they do not have. We need to change this mental attitude. Be grateful because you have a house. Some people do not have a house. Be grateful that you have a car, even though you're not happy with it, but some people would love to have your car. Be grateful that you are married. Be grateful that you have what you have. That is the good attitude that we should have. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you are grateful, I will give you more. So if you want more of Allah's bounties, you need to show gratefulness, not being a person who murmurs, who always complains about what he or she does not have. We need to be people who are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it pays. I've heard of this story about a man who lived in a very small town, a village if you will. And he was a pious and educated man. The ruler or the governor of this village, along with the judge, wants this man to agree with them to do something that was wrong. And he did not want to agree with them. So they threatened him to put him in jail. They said, if you do not agree with us, we will put you in jail. He said, do whatever you want. I cannot agree with you to do something that is wrong. So the judge sentenced him to 1 year in prison. And remember, life is a sentence. Life is a sentence. So even though the difficulties and the trials may put a comma in your sentence, but make sure they do not put a period or a question mark. So they sentenced this man to 1 year in prison. As he was hearing the sentence, he said, Alhamdulillah. And the judge told him, are you praising Allah and showing you are grateful? I will give you more. So now I'm going to double it up for you. It's 2 years in prison. Humanly speaking, that did not sound to be good at all. He was praising Allah, and instead of the sentence decreasing, it got increased. It doubled up on him. And he spent the first year in prison. And as the first year was about to expire, and he entered into the second year, at that time, a very dangerous, rare disease attacked that small village. And almost everyone died, except those who were imprisoned somewhere far away from the village. Even though from a human perspective, it did not look good, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was taking care of him because he was a grateful person. If Allah be helping us, no difficulty can defeat us. And not only that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives your sins in order for you to be grateful. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Quran, ثُمَّ عَفَوْنَا عَنْكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. In 2:52, and then we pardoned you in order to be grateful. This is my reminder to you today. I hope that Allah makes us from the people who hear the speech and follow that which is best.